saying freedom is the right to protest. Organisers say they told the Met Police weeks ago they wouldn't be going near the cenotaph, but the Prime Minister has asked the Commissioner to constantly review things. Meanwhile, airstrikes continue in retaliation for Hamas attacks on Israel more than a month ago. Odeh Bashir lives there in Gaza.
If you ask anyone in Gaza, what do you hate the most? They will say the night is like the hell here. So there is no electricity. I don't sleep very well. You know, it's a tragedy, actually, what we are experiencing.
The most senior civil servant during COVID apologised for suggesting the Prime Minister go on TV to encourage chickenpox parties to promote herd immunity. Lord Sedwills told the inquiry he wasn't expecting the text to become public, but admits it must have come across as heartless and thoughtless.
At no point did I believe that coronavirus was only of the same seriousness as chickenpox. I knew it was a much more serious disease. That was not the point I was trying to make. And as soon as I realised, I think from Ben Warner's reaction, that that's what he thought I was suggesting, I dropped it.
Rail strikes could be coming to an end. The RMT's putting a deal with train operators to members in a referendum vote. Saturn's iconic rings will disappear from view in less than 18 months and not return to their full glory until the 2030s. NASA scientists say the planet's heading into an equinox event. In sports, Arsenal hope to progress to the knockout stages of the Champions League this evening. They'll progress with a win at home to Sevilla and if Lens beat PSV Eindhoven. Marcus Rashford's been recalled to the Manchester United side for their game against FC Copenhagen in Denmark, goalless in the early stages of the Scottish Premiership match between St Mirren and Hibs. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
They both left school, but they couldn't find a job, so they said farewell and stole a small town car. As they were riding by the beach some summer night, the radio shouted out one of those songs that might just change your life. It went like this. Pushing all their luck, they sent me a letter full of pills and thrills. Then they both got rich and moved to Hollywood Hills. Yeah, they made lots of money playing folk guitar, 'cause everywhere the boys went crazy just to hear these words of art. Yeah.
Kicking off tonight's show, it's Roxette and Fireworks, for any of you who've had to contend with a lot of those recently. Of course, that song makes fireworks sound quite fun, but I think we all know the reality a few days after Bonfire Night. Rant over. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Kings of the Orient Hour for the last hour. They are back at 7 p.m. next week. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and a round of curveballs. Joining me in the studio tonight will be Stern John, and they have some new tracks to play us, and they'll be playing live in the studio and telling us all about what they've been up to. They joined us in the studio earlier in the year and have been very busy since then, so very much looking forward to hearing what they've been up to. And we'll have the gig guide and a round of chill with Nick as well. Plenty of great music for you between now and 10 p.m, so do stay tuned. On the subject of topical things, yesterday, I think it was actually, it might have been the day before. I might check this. But I know at some point this week, it has been Joni Mitchell's 80th birthday. Happy birthday, Joni. In those years, she has produced many, many good songs. This, however, was the very first song of hers that I heard when it was on the chart show back in, I think it was about 94. This is a collaboration that she did with Seal, and it's called How Do You Stop? And I thought I would share that memory with you right now.
Hesitate.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Trust me, no one noticed. You are listening to Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Just had two tracks in a row for you. You just heard Admissions, a guest on the show last year. That was a track that they recently released, an acoustic version of a track of theirs which we played before. I think it was on one of their EPs, entitled Groove Master. And the track you just heard was Joni Mitchell featuring Seal. And that was one of her lesser-known tracks, but it was actually the first track of hers that I ever heard, entitled How Do You Stop? And, well, happy birthday for earlier in the week, Joni. Hope you had a good one. Now, coming up, I've been sent a couple of Christmas songs in the past couple of weeks by people who have previously been guests on this show. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play them both for you tonight, and then kind of like we're going to have them off limits until December. So I think that should do the trick. So they will be coming up. First of all, I want to play you a track by a band who have been played everywhere, selling out venues all over the country. And they feature a chap on drums who we actually interviewed on this show about, I think it was about 6 years ago. He was in a band called Habits. We'd interviewed him as a solo performer before that. And before then, we interviewed him way back in 2012 when he was in a band. And yes, Now he's in this really popular duo who go by the name of Lost Romantic. Good on you, Kieran. This is In Your Eyes. So there you have it. That's Kieran Lee, who we interviewed kind of like, I think it was about 6 years ago this week. That's his latest musical project, Lost Romantic, and that track of theirs, which is available on their album Love X Hate, which I think came out in late September. It might not be pronounced like that. It might be Love Times Hate or something like that. You'll be able to spot it. And that track from it is entitled In Your Eyes, which was also a single earlier on this year. Okay, so let's do this. Let's get this over and done with. I make this sound like I'm begrudging these tracks. These tracks are genuinely good and definitely worth your time, as are the artists playing them. We'll start off with a band who joined us in the studio back in August. They're called This Circus Life, and this track of theirs is What Is This Thing Called Christmas? Life.
It's another festive season, without rhyme, without a reason, but it makes everyone happy, so what's the harm? But I have seen the faces of those in the cold, so what is this thing called Christmas time? Money. I laugh, but it's really not funny. But at least there'll be lots of presents for everyone. The fortune I've spent will be worth it when I see them all on Christmas morning. I'm happy to spend on the plastic for those I love. See a charity tin, I only throw just a few coppers in. So what is this thing called Christmas time? Yeah, what is this thing called Christmas time? Exists. Was he really born, or is he just a myth? But one thing I do know is everyone's just trying to survive. So regardless of faith or feeling, let's all give the season some meaning by helping someone who's got the back to the wall. Because if we don't change, the world will be forever the same. So what is this thing called Christmas? This thing called Christmas. What is this thing called Christmas time? Yeah, what is this thing called Christmas? This thing called Christmas. What is this thing called Christmas time?
This Circus Life here on Kurtpool's on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled What Is This Thing Called Christmas? It is coming out as a single on Monday. So you can get your hands on it then. If you download it and then don't play it until December, I mean, I don't blame you in all honesty. But, you know, it's I think that one is quite nice, and we're always up for supporting our previous guests on the show. And, well, you can listen back to my interview with The Circus Life from August and all our recent shows on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. Right. I will be chatting to Stern John in the studio very soon. But first, I'm going to play you another festive season themed song. Don't worry, we're gonna play these, and then they're off limits until December. But I'm gonna play you a track from a band called Popclaw. We chatted to them. I think it was probably a fair amount earlier in the year, and they're releasing a Christmas song for charity. within the next few weeks. The track is entitled Stocking Filler. And yes, all proceeds will be going to the Trussell Trust, which you can find out more about at trusseltrust.org. So, this is Popclaw, and this is Stocking Filler.
What's awaiting you under the tree? Is it disappointment or misery? Is it a better life or a fairer world? You get the things you want. Just get bored, so wrap it up and throw it out. This time of year, it's all about spend your cash on a pretty tree. Could have reused last year's one for free. Go, go, go! Kids shouldn't go hungry at Christmas. 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 Kids shouldn't go hungry. Kids shouldn't go hungry at Christmas. Hey, I don't know what you've been told, but we're doing this up in here. Yeah, to the fame.
Popclaw, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Stocking Filler, and when you download it, all proceeds will be going to the Trussell Trust. Right. Now we've got that out of the way. Let's focus very much on the here and now, and joining me in the studio next will be Stern John. First up, we're going to have a listen to their recent single, Vultures, and that is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Time for learning. I know that you are churning. I have often been there. Get up and clean your teeth. Wipe the dust off the skirting. Whenever you are hurting, try to step forward.
We stumble to the light.
It is the sound of Stern John here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Vultures, and two-thirds of Stern John join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having us again.
You are more than welcome. I can't remember exactly when it was earlier in the year that you joined us, but it wasn't that long ago, but you have been rather busy since then, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been... So that was about March. It was a charity single for Crisis.
While you're trying to remember that,
case. And but basically, what we've put out now is an EP, a new EP called Vulture. So it's that song and three other songs. So that's the new thing. And yeah, we've been playing loads of gigs. We've been including the Leaf Folk Festival, which was brilliant. That was
right.
Yeah.
We will discuss all of that in just a moment. But first of all, introduce yourselves to our listeners. Reintroduce, I guess.
So we're Stern John. We're a three-piece. We play kind of, I guess we call it, punk folk.
Excellent. And what are your names?
My name's Craig, and I play ukulele.
I'm Paul, and I play bass and sing.
And then Morgan's the missing person, so he's sick today, I'm afraid.
Get well
he's
soon.
The drummer.
Morgan, yeah.
Get well soon, Morgan. Excellent. I have to say, that's one hell of a ukulele you're holding there, Craig.
It's my baby. It's very special to me, this ukulele. But yeah, it's kind of gives us a little bit of a different, slightly different sound. But I tend to play this through some really big, dirty blues amps and lots of pedals to kind of make it interesting. So yeah, it kind of packs a punch for its size.
Interesting. We will hear it put to use in just a moment. But first, how long have you been going as Stern John?
Well, I'd say sort of properly since lockdown, really. Since after we were getting it together before lockdown, and then in a slightly different format with a fourth person. Well, in fact, the fourth person is singing on these tracks because she came back and harmonised. So from Vultures just now, Alex, he's singing on there, but we really sort of it kicked off when we started playing October last year, I think. So about a year, really, when we've been really, really playing a lot live and feeling like we're getting somewhere, I suppose.
Excellent. Good stuff. And we'll need to ask this question. Remind us, who is John and how stern is he really?
What it came from was... it started off for me, Paul, as a solo project. There were a couple of Stern John solo albums, and I'd always thought, I used to be in a band called The Starts, which was kind of not pop punk but kind of a punk band like that became something else, but while I was doing it, there were more and more sort of topical songs were coming up, and I sort of had this thought about being a topical folk singer, and I thought there was a footballer at the time called Stern John, played for Birmingham City. I always thought he had a great name, that'd be a great name for a folk singer, singing that kind of thing. So that was the idea. And then we made a band, like we formed the idea and couldn't, you know, what? I love that name. It's a really good band name. So it stuck. And that was the
problem we have now, though, is half of our Facebook followers are fans of Stern John the footballer, who is
currently
the manager of Trinidad and Tobago, so we've got quite an interesting backing.
Interesting. I thought you probably thought the biggest problem you'd have is that you go to gigs and people would think that you're called John.
People do. They often, like, I'll turn up around South. There's quite a few people who think I'm called John in
yes,
South.
I can imagine. Excellent. Well, we're going to know absolutely for certain which Stern John we're referring to next, because you're going to do your first track in the studio for us.
Yeah.
What track are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to play the one, because we're missing Morgan today, so we've had to pivot slightly. So we're going to play the one we normally kick our gigs off with. It's a song called Eye for an Eye, and it's a kind of a sort of a folk shanty song that I think is very topical for sort of what's going on at the moment in the world. So this is where we normally kick off our gigs. So no ukulele in this one.
Right, well, kicked off in true gig style is Stern John.
an eye for an eye, then give them back more. It's the final solution, and what went before? We brought peace to the East with two Iraq wars. Now it's all gonna happen again. It's all gonna happen again. Compare them to Nazis, appeasers, redact. Hit them with forces knocked onto their backs. By assaults on the state that is under attack. It's all gonna happen again. It's all gonna happen again. No need for planning, get in there and see. We'll sort it out later, it's going to be a vision of westernized democracy. It's all gonna happen again. It's all gonna happen again. Teach them a lesson they'll always remember. The children of all the slaughtered and dismembered. Those that aren't dead are bound to surrender. It's all gonna happen again. It's all gonna happen again. Come civilized slaughter, it's time for a duel. Except that sometimes it is kind to be cruel. New Labour and Blair were right after all. It's all gonna happen again. It's all gonna happen again.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Stern John here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with Eye for an Eye. Excellent stuff. So, who would you say is influencing you most at the moment?
I guess we have a bunch of different influences, and they come and go. I mean, I'm...
Good.
I'm very influenced by... starting for time. Jeff Rosenstock is someone who I kind of think who's... kind of a sort of American punk artist, but he writes a lot of songs that are kind of socially conscious as well. And I think there's a lot of what he does, I think I'm quite inspired by. I think Richard Dawson, who we're going to be playing in a second, I might let Paul talk about it a little bit, but he's kind of another take on English folk, and he's doing it in a new kind of interesting way. Paul's probably the bigger fan of that. But
yeah, I just love him. He's like, he did this album called 2020, which was kind of hyper real lyrics, but in a snapshot of Britain at the time, like the way, and it just kind of moved me more than anything, really. Like, it gets under your skin. I think he's very creative, very original, and also gets you direct. You get, and then he did another album. He's followed it up, and it's very it's more kind of dreamlike, I suppose. And this Horse and Rider song is one of his newer songs, which also just I adore, really. You know, that's the thing.
We saw him in the Barbican, myself and Paul, a few months ago, and I think the first song on the album is a 42-minute song, which is different. And he played the whole album live at the Barbican, so he started his set with a 42-minute long song, which left him time for maybe another four or five songs at the end of it. But he played, played the whole thing perfectly. But it was an interesting experience, and probably not one he's going to play too often.
So yeah, he followed up this the 2020 album, where every song is like a 2.5 minute kind of snippet, very very direct, as I say, with this his next album had this 42-minute opening song. So he's like, he's quite
he does what he wants to do.
He does what he wants to do, yeah. But he's great. I love him. So there's that. I mean, personally, for me, I've been listening to the Beatles again recently. I love the Beatles. And, you know, they've got a song out. And that first time I heard that song, I didn't like it. But I kind of love it now. Like, when I've seen the video and I see the end where the Beatles fade out. So for me, that's like, oh, yeah, I love the Beatles. And Craig can talk about what he likes, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Beatles, actually. That's always been a bone of contention between us over the years.
Yeah.
I've never been a massive Beatles fan. So yeah, no, I mean, there's you know, a few gigs coming up finally. We're going looking forward to seeing. So yeah, there's just like, you know, you know, I don't know. There's Joanna Sternberg, which you're going to play in a second. Again, going to see her on Friday. She's an interesting artist as well. Someone I just discovered recently. Sings very kind of honest songs, short, honest songs. And that really appeals to me as well. So I think in the times, anything that kind of feels like real and singing about important things are the kind of things my ears are pricking up to at the moment, I think, more so.
I know, I mean, things for other things are, I mean, if I'd say listen to Fairport Convention. I love Fairport Convention, you know, in terms of like pure beauty. Fairport Convention songs with Sandy Denny on, who I think is my favourite probably female vocalist, as well as Joni Mitchell. Love Joni Mitchell. But so yeah, these are things that I suppose I'm listening to at the moment. So yeah, we sort of join sometimes with things we like. So Richard Dawson is kind of in the middle, isn't it? But Craig's much more kind of American influence generally, and more rock, and I'm more English and typically more kind of 60s and 70s, I suppose.
Okay, so let's listen to one of the musical selections. You've mentioned both of the artists that we're going to be playing. So which should we have first? Should we have Richard or Joanna?
Let's go for Joanna.
Go on then.
Okay, and this track that you're going to hear is Drifting on a Cloud. Joanna Sternberg and Drifting on a Cloud here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Paul and Craig from Stern John. So, tell us about the places you've been playing in recently.
Most recently, we've played a bunch of gigs back to back, starting in Southend, which is kind of our base. We played in Leon C in Peggy's, we played in Basildon, and then most recently last weekend we were playing down in Deptford in London. So that was in the Bird's Nest, which was a pretty raucous night. We were playing with MDT, our brothers in arms, and also there was this pirate punk band we played with, East Town Pirates.
Oh yes,
they were a lot of fun. So it was a really raucous night in Halloween. So they're our most recent. Our next gig coming up, we're playing on the 2nd of December in Saks in Southend as part of the Pink Flamingo lineup, which is always a great lineup. It's always a really good night. So that's our next one, and then we've a bunch of things coming up in the new year. Paul knows more about those than I do, actually.
Yeah, so I think so that's our last one for the year, and what we want to do is get a lot down of recording an album, essentially. That's going to be the sort of priority over the next few months after that. But in between, we're going to play, we'll be back at Peggy's in January, I think, 21 on the Seafront in February, and we've got one we're excited about in Nottingham for Punk for the Homeless. So that's in March. So that's pretty cool.
Excellent. I'm too scared to plan anything for next year yet. but good on you for doing so. We will chat more about recordings you have available after. Well, we've given them another sample of what they can expect from a Stern John live show. So what track are you going to do for us next?
Well, this song is... it's about dementia. It's about... So my godfather was one of the biggest influences on my life, more like an uncle, and a great mate, who are one of those people who you end up going out for a drink with a daddy. We every Thursday night, that's the backdrop, we used to go for a drink together. And eventually, I mean, he lived to a good age, but he was almost gone, and this is about the last drink we had with him.
Excellent. Take it away.
One, two, three, four.
Alec knew me at the start of the evening, but he forgot him by the end. I was the son of his best friend. Had to go along and say thank you for helping me through. There to repair whenever I needed him to. Moving along and nearly gone. Farewell to Alec from your godson. Moving along and nearly gone. Thursday night parties like so many before. Beers at the last with a superhero from my past. Invincibility fading now. Last night on home turf with a rocket already departing this earth. Moving along and nearly gone. Farewell to Alec from your godson. Moving along and almost gone. The last time I saw Alec, he asked if he could go now. Days I'm unsure, I've never seen him like that before. But that's not the man I'll remember, Ann, a Tommy bomber who got on his bike and danced round the world. Dear friend, you made it to the end. Dear friend, you made it to the end, and never knowingly conceded.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That was Stern John here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and a track entitled
Alec.
Alec. There you have it. So tell us about, because you've got one EP available at the moment, haven't you? So tell us about that and where people can get it.
It's available, so it's kind of available everywhere, I think. It's on, like on Spotify and Apple Music.
Apple Music, Amazon, all the platforms, basically. We haven't put out anything physical yet, but it's in all the platforms. It's a 4-song EP, recorded a couple of years ago, so I think we're at a slightly different stage. As Paul mentioned, we had Alex in the band, so it's lots of 3-part harmonies in it, which is stuff we would love to continue doing, but it's really some sort of 4 songs that really represent where we were about a year or two ago, and we still some of our favourite songs we like playing live as well. So it's out everywhere. Please go and check it out, and we're planning on recording a bunch of more stuff now over the next couple of months. A bit of a longer longer set of songs, really.
So it's like, you've got Vultures, you've got a song called BHS, which is about the old lady of the high street and her sad demise. You've got Hopeless Case, which is about a homeless guy. Lots of these songs are quite low. They're kind of hyper local, hopefully saying something about bigger things. And that one was about a homeless guy in Westcliff, like you used to see getting off the train. And then
Tipping Point.
And then it's the Tipping Point, yeah. Which is it's a kind of a take on, say, Cat Stevens, Father and Son. You know, that's a conversation between father and son, a generational thing. And this was a kind of take on that. It's a kind of disappointed older guy, like, come on, we were nearly there with Utopia, and what's going on now? And then the younger person coming back, and that was like, so it's that conversation. So I thought we're getting really good feedback actually about that song. So if you're going to listen to maybe one outside of the ones playing tonight, maybe have a listen to that one. And that's a big one in our life set.
Excellent. Well, we will be listening to one track from the EP soon, but first we're going to listen to that track from Richard Dawson. This track appears to be very long. but you know, we'll have a listen and see what happens.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This is true. It is quite long.
No way back to the world.